This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 21st. I'm Ted Robertson, and this is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. Business and community are coming together, and cannabis commerce in Colorado Springs are two stories atop the agenda today. Multiple Colorado Springs businesses and charities are teaming up to help people displaced by the fire at Regency Tower. Prominent business owner and City Council President Richard Scorman says the effort is meant to raise money to help those displaced by the fire and find temporary or entirely new housing. People wanting to donate can go to Silver Key, Pikes Peak United Way, or Poor Richard's Bookstore. Regency Tower is expected to be closed until August. That's so crews can remove asbestos. And it was a big year for marijuana laws during the 2019 legislative session, and that does affect us here in Colorado Springs. Several bills passed that expanded what users and businesses can do with cannabis beginning in 2020. The Colorado Springs group Southern Colorado Cannabis Council is figuring out how they can help the city's cannabis industry, even though recreational retail sales are still outlawed. A marijuana compliance attorney, Clifton Black, and the executive director of the organization, Jason Worf, focused on two bills that Governor Polis recently signed into law, allowing marijuana clubs here in Colorado Springs and delivery to users and patients also here in the Springs. And fire, as we know, is anathema to tourism. Tourism brings us a lot of money every year. And that leads me to this. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is asking for a favor this summer. They're starting a new campaign. They want you to keep your butt in the car. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office, Springs Police, and Fire Departments have launched a campaign to try to keep cigarette butts from sparking fires. The new campaign is about keeping people from flicking their cigarette butts out of their car windows. It's something that continues to cause a lot of damage every year. Last year, the Springs Fire Department battled several fires that were caused by carelessly discarding cigarette butts. On the employment front, employers in Colorado added 2,200 non-farm payroll jobs from April to May for a total of 2,766,500 jobs, according to the Survey of Business Establishments. Private sector payroll jobs increased 900, and government increased 1,300. April estimates were revised downward to 2,764,300, and over the month change from March to April was an increase of 8,600 rather than the originally estimated increase of 9,500. And a factoid for you from Wallet Hub. Apparently, Colorado Springs residents have amassed a combined credit card debt of about $2 billion with a B dollars. And if paid off, according to one of our reporters here at KRDO, we could buy the New Orleans Saints. That's because the average debt per Colorado Springs household is $11,800 in credit card debt. And different groups in politics now out of Denver are hoping to recall Governor Jared Polis. They're joining forces in a single effort. An issue committee filed paperwork with the Secretary of State's office this week under the name Dismiss Polis. Several groups who are seeking to recall Polis say they are affiliated with the Dismiss Polis effort and will join forces to get enough signatures for a recall vote. The joint effort would need to get over 631,000 valid signatures within 60 days of starting their petition drive, that in order to get their recall measure onto the state ballot. And of course, agribusiness is big in Colorado, and beekeeping and honey production, hugely important. And again, it's affecting tourism and tourist dollars if we don't have wildflowers. So if you think about that in these terms, as temperatures warm up, beekeepers in southeast Colorado are asking people to help pollinators do their job this summer. They're a huge part of the ecosystem and the pollination process of plants, says Lazarus Fields, who's a beekeeper and the owner of Fields of Natural Honey. Fields says people would starve without pollinators. Researchers seem to concur, given that one in every three bites of food you eat most likely use the help of a pollinator. Fields has been in the game for more than a decade. Runs about 9 different hive colonies throughout the southeast region. Many of the colonies run he runs are located in backyards of homeowners who want the bees near their gardens. And nationally, the U.S. stock futures are down slightly ahead of the market open today after a record high for S&P 500. That index is poised to drop a tenth of a percent, but the Dow is expected to open flat. Major indices were boosted Thursday by signals of this week that the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates, possibly as soon as its next meeting. Meanwhile, oil futures are up as tensions grow between the U.S. and Iran. International benchmark prices are up a half percent, while West Texas crude notched a gain of two-tenths of a percent. And the last of this week's economic reports are coming out today. Topping the list is existing home sales. Analysts are forecasting a number close to $5.28 billion for the month of May. And that's it for this week's KRDO Business Cast. Join me next week for KRDO, KRDO's The Extra Business Edition, when we talk continuity strategies for business. Catherine Hammond and Christy C. will join me. That's 9 o'clock Friday next week.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on Podcasts.